Oscar 4, Mike, Whiskey Yankee. Anybody else? Oscar Whiskey. Kilo Oscar 4, Mike, Whiskey Yankee. Anybody else?
KN4VWA.
My name is Larry down in Sissonville. Can you repeat your call sign, please?
Yes, sir. That's Kilo November 4 Victor Whiskey Alpha. This is Steve. I'm up in Inman.
How you doing today?
A little over 65, so I don't check anymore. I'm afraid of what I'll find.
It's Larry, and I just turned 60, and I know what you're talking about.
Every morning when I get up and I'm still breathing and I check and see that all the parts and pieces are still there, it's going to be a good day.
Yeah, a lot of songs about that.
Not as good as I once was, but I'm as good once as I ever was. That's my favorite.
Keith had it right, didn't he?
Yeah, you know what? He's putting on a few years now.
It's bad when, you know what somebody's singing about, and these new people, they don't know what it's about.
Nothing stays the same. Everything changes and evolves. And some of country music I like, but some of it now sounds just like the 60s.
70s. You got that right. Some of it just sounds like it's turned into rap music.
Oh, you know, they're trying to blend rap with country now. You know what they call it, don't you?
Me?
Crap.
Agree. I really do agree.
That over there. I don't want to sound like a stick in the mud, but some of that stuff just don't get it for me. I listen to the oldies stations most of the time. So what are you doing on the air and not at work today?
I'm a mailman, so right now I just took up this hobby just to have something to do. Now I can get on the air with a little Bofang and Slim Jim. I'm waiting around for my power supply to come in so I can get my Icon V8000, which is supposed to be a mobile unit, but I need to get it on the air so I can get off this Bofang.
Is hitting the repeater just fine. You're nice and clear. Doesn't sound too bad. Matter of fact, I own a Bofang too, and I'm going to tell you something. They're great little radios for the fact that, you know, oops, I dropped it in the lake. Oh, well.
Get to recover and get you another one and move on from there. Now, I did have I got my license back in February, the third Saturday of February, and I did get it. I did have problems programming it and everything.
Program it. Did you try to hand program it?
Put it chirp and started from there. But the biggest problem I had, it's got either channel mode or frequency mode. I tried to hit the repeater with the frequency mode, and it wasn't applying the offset. So you move, you know, it took me a while to figure it out. You know, go to the channel mode and go to that and try again, and it worked.
That's done through the memory on the offsets. So, yeah, it could be fun learning some of this programming stuff. Now, you going to go ahead and try to get your general and move up to HF?
That's my ultimate goal is to move up to HF. Yeah, I'm already studying for it. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee has got a class on YouTube that I'm taking right now.
Great job. He really does. He does a good job. You'll learn your material. Right now I'm a general, and I need to move up to my extra. And I'm up on HF, and it's fun. You get on there. I was just piddling around with a friend of mine this morning, and I wasn't even using my amplifier. Pulled in a station from Belgium.
I heard this morning we're supposed to be in pretty active sunspots. You think that it's got anything to do with it?
I don't know if it does or not, but I wasn't using my amplifier. I wasn't doing anything special or not. I popped that guy just, you know, clear as a bell, using 100 watts. But, you know, if that's the case, well, Eastern Europe's, you know, that's just across the pond. That's pretty easy to hit. But I have hit some real good stations. I hit one in the Arctic on Ellesmere Island, and I've also hit South Orkney Island down on Antarctica.
Jeff bounce is pretty good, isn't it?
It does well.
Are you, if you don't mind?
I didn't do it. Nobody saw me do it. Nobody could prove a thing.
So that I got hooked up to a different type antenna. Supposed to be short for this frequency and everything, but when I hooked my Baofeng up using a little jack cable that DX engineer sent me, I get nothing on that antenna. I got a antenna. I re-ran the Slim Jim out my attic right beside it and hooked it up to my Baofeng. It's working pretty good, but I can't get nothing to happen on that other antenna I got up there.
Without seeing it, I don't know that I can help you there. I'm not exactly familiar with that one. But you're using an adapter to come out of the top of your Baofeng, right?
Also, the continuity's good on the center pin and out pin. Check continuity on the big, different type of coax going up to the big quarter wave antenna. And that's good. And then I checked the continuity with the little jack cable going from my Baofeng to that. I think it's a mini 8 U type cable. And I'm just wondering if this 8 watts of power is enough to push out on that quarter wave antenna.
It should be. You should be able to push out on it without any problem. I don't know. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and get off of this vehicle radio, and I'm going to get on my Baofeng real quick. All I got is a stub on it, and I'm up above Inman, so I'll be right back with you in a second.
Kilo Oscar 4, Mike Whiskey Yankee, you'll be waiting.
I'm here.
But anyway, what I got is... it's a mini cable, it's a mini 8/U type 3060 coax cable going up to a quarter wave antenna in my attic. And it's right beside this Slim Jim. And yeah, I've got a little adapter cable, 18-inch adapter cable that goes into the end of it. And I still can't get it to work with the Baofeng.
That's a curiosity. I don't know. Just check and make sure you don't have anything grounded on the far end there.
I took a multimeter and did a continuity check on the center pin and the ring, the outer ring of everything, and the continuity's good all the way through to the antenna, and it's a proven quarter wave antenna because I bought it from a friend of mine who used it many times. He just changed the antenna and went to he had this antenna in his attic, and that's where I got it also. And he went to a different type of antenna outside his house. So I don't know. I'm going to have to wait to get my ICOM VX8000 connected up to it to see if it works.
that sounds like the thing to do. I bet you'll have problems with that one too. I'm not sure. Listen, I gotta jump. I got back in here to the hacienda, and I gotta check on a job I got going. So I'll hear you in there. If you hear me in there anytime, just give me a holler, man. I enjoyed the cue though. K and 4VWA. I'm clear after the final.